as a young person, I wish that the weight of fighting to stop the climate crisis did not fall on my generation. My name is Ada Crandall. I am 16 years old, and I am an organizer with Sunrise PDX and Portland Youth Climate Strike. This crisis is the fault of past generations who knew that we needed to take action on climate, who knew that we needed to do things differently, and that has led us to where we are today, where there are literal teenagers who are walking out of school and spending our free time on Zoom meetings organizing protests, which shouldn't be our responsibility to do. We should be able to trust that the people in power will act with our futures in mind. So in seventh grade, I attended Harriet Tubman Middle School, which is right next to one of the busiest parts of the Interstate 5 freeway. You would walk outside to recess and you would see it. You could smell it. You could hear it. On bad days, we could see smog in the air. It just felt very dystopian. Everyone's sort of like acting like that's all normal. And it's so very not normal. We decided that we needed to do something about it. Students from Tubman that spring went to Salem and we lobbied our legislators to support a bill. We were like a bunch of middle schoolers going and talking to these bureaucrats with like our sneakers and backpacks and like sitting at a table where like my feet couldn't even touch the ground. We felt very out of place, but also like in a way like we had a right to be there because we had a right to have our voices heard. The Kate Brown story is kind of interesting. When she was elected originally, she had all of these young people stand on the stage behind her. I was one of those kids, and I was standing on the stage behind her, clapping and cheering. And then a couple of years later, I was standing in her driveway at a Sunrise protest giving a speech about how she was failing on the climate promises that she made. Then, a couple of months later, Sunrise PDX was able to get a meeting with Governor Brown. She told us that if she had known that we were protesting outside of her house, she would have offered us cookies, which is like what? We're asking you to take action on climate and give us a livable future, and you're offering us cookies? It's just a very bizarre, like, disconnect between politicians and how they think of youth organizers. Part of the reason I continue to do this is definitely rooted in the responsibility I feel and the fear that I feel for my future, because if we're already witnessing devastating heat waves and wildfires and droughts in my lifetime, then we know that those things are only going to continue to get worse, and I don't want to inherit that future. My parents have always been supportive of the work that I do. During the 2022 Portland citywide climate strike, they came and joined all of the young people out in the streets. It was cool to see like my parents talking to like my organizing friends' parents and my grandma like attempting to yell chants into a megaphone, and my mom filming it and laughing at her. And it was just a very sweet moment of sort of like different generations coming together. Whenever people ask me like what gives you hope in this movement and like what makes you keep fighting, it ultimately is because of the people that I have surrounded myself by. Like my fellow organizers give me hope because it reminds me that I'm not alone in this fight, and that makes us very powerful.